Here's one more way you know this presidential race is different. We're about to talk about Bill Clinton's cookie recipe. Every 4 years, Family Circle magazine has hosted a cookie bake-off between the wives of presidential candidates. This year, there's a twist. Since a woman is running for president, her husband was asked to furnish a recipe. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the Clintons' history with this bake-off goes way back.
This isn't so much a story about cookies as it is a story about Hillary Clinton. Because this cookie competition that sounds like it could have started with Mamie Eisenhower actually got its start in 1992 with Clinton herself. Clinton was something of an oddity, a political spouse with her own high-powered career, and her career had become an issue in the Democratic primary. There were questions about whether her husband, the governor, had funneled state business into her law firm. And when asked about it in a press gaggle, this is how Clinton responded.
You know, I suppose I could have stayed home and baked cookies and had teas, but what I decided to do was to fulfill my profession, which I entered before my husband was in public life.
The uproar was almost immediate, taken as a slight against stay-at-home moms and women who did have time to make cookies. Her good friend from childhood, Betsy Ebling, was there.
I remember she turned to me, she said, because somebody said something to her, and she said, did that bother you? I said, no. It didn't. I mean, it was one level of reality at that time. But there, as we know, there are many levels to reality.
After that moment, as Robert Siegel described it on this program, Clinton opted to take a lower profile for a while.
A casual remark about tea and cookies catapulted Hillary Clinton into controversy. Campaign observers say that she has played a quieter role since then.
The controversy got some wheels turning at Family Circle magazine, and the cookie bake-off for candidates' wives was born. Regina Rigone ran the test kitchen at the magazine.
It was our PR person at the time who was very sharp, and I think she just jumped right on it and seeing what would happen. And since we're so famous for recipes and cookies, this would be the perfect, you know, opportunity for us to do it.
It was Hillary Clinton's oatmeal chocolate chip cookies versus Barbara Bush's chocolate chip cookies without oatmeal. News reports from 1992 say Clinton threw herself into the competition, getting her friends to help bake cookies and passing them out to get more votes. It seems after all the controversy about her baking cookies comment, Clinton, the Yale Law School grad, actually campaigned for the First Lady baking contest, while her husband campaigned for the presidency. Debbie Walsh is director of the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University.
It felt almost as though she had stepped outside the bounds of what was seen as the traditional role of First Lady, potential First Lady, and therefore she had to pay a price. And the price she paid was then being placed in the midst of a cookie bake-off.
Hillary Clinton won that bake-off. Walsh finds it all mind-bogglingly antiquated. Women were working outside the home and were significant sources of income for their families long before 1992, and they certainly are now. Though she also points out baking cookies and being an accomplished woman are not mutually exclusive.
Its time had passed even when it had first begun, and yet, and here we are, it's rather amazing to think that now in 2016 that still goes on.
But there's a twist this time, because Hillary Clinton is now the nominee. These days, Regina Rigone is the food director at Family Circle. She says the oatmeal chocolate chip cookies from 1992 are back.
But now they're changing the name to be the Clinton family recipe. So it's going from being the, you know, the wife recipe to the Clinton family recipe.
And NPR's Tamara Keith is here in the studio now. And you brought cookies.
I did. I was up late last night baking.
The Tupperware opens, and there are two kinds of cookies in here.
Yes. So let's start with the Clinton family cookie, which is an oatmeal chocolate chip.
I love that I get to eat cookies on the radio. Good texture, nice and dense, very chocolatey.
It's a traditional cookie. And the Melania Trump cookie recipe is interesting. Rigone says that it's simple and seems sort of Eastern European.
It's not that sweet. It's almost biscuity. You know, it's flour, butter, baking soda, some eggs, and a little sour cream, and that's it.
It's kind of like a sugar cookie. You roll out the dough, and then it's supposed to be star-shaped. So here you go.
This is a very blank slate cookie.
Yes.
Cinnamon, no cardamom, not a lot of sugar.
No vanilla even. It's a very simple cookie. You could put frosting on it, but the recipe doesn't call for that.
Both cookie recipes are online at npr.org. Tam, thanks for the insight and for the cookies.
You're welcome.